Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. CNET reports that for more than a year, police departments had access to a heat map of Amazon Ring customers showing where their video doorbells were installed, down to the street, but not actual addresses. The feature was removed in July. Public documents from the Rolling Meadows Police Department in Illinois were obtained by privacy researcher Shreyas Gondler. In a statement, Ring stressed that its heat map tool did not offer exact locations of its users, but that the technology can help reduce crime in neighborhoods, such as package theft or finding fugitives. UBS and Formal Halt Techno Solutions estimate that the Huawei Mate 30 handsets are made without any U.S. parts. Huawei cybersecurity official John Suffolk told the Wall Street Journal that all of Huawei's 5G hardware is now America-free as well. A programmer created an open-source algorithm to randomly generate secure passphrases in Welsh, which has the distinction of only being about 700,000 speakers strong. According to howsecureismypassword.net and myonelogin.net, it would take 11 quadrillion years, or 1 trillion 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 years, for a computer to crack various Welsh phrases. The programmer, named Alice, warns, though, it's probably not a good idea to actually use this, since the word list is freely available along with the algorithm that's being used. The New York Times reports that Chinese authorities are using the process of DNA phenotyping to create images of human faces and are collecting blood samples from hundreds of Uyghurs. Critics say that there are issues involving consent and how the data will be used, and that the technology could track dissidents and protesters as well as criminals. Scientists can analyze genes for traits like skin color, eye color, and ancestry. Companies and scientists are trying to perfect the science to create facial images that are sharp and accurate enough to identify criminals and victims, which the Maryland police did use last year to identify a murder victim. In 2015, police in North Carolina arrested a man on 2 counts of murder based on crime scene DNA. He eventually pleaded guilty. However, DNA can indicate certain factors like age or weight, and currently produces images that are too smooth to accurately replicate a face. Amazon announced Deep Composer, a 32-key, 2-octave keyboard for developers to learn generative adversarial networks, or GANs. It comes with pre-trained models, or you can develop your own. GANs use 2 different neural networks to produce new and original digital works based on sample inputs. Developers create music based on a model, then tweak it in the Deep Composer console or the AWS cloud, and then generate music. Compositions can be shared on SoundCloud. This joins the DeepLens and DeepRacer machine learning teaching devices. Developers interested in Deep Composer can sign up for a preview when it's available. After settling a case with the ACLU and other civil rights groups earlier this year, Facebook says that ads in the United States that involve housing, employment, or credit can no longer be targeted based on age, gender, zip code, or multicultural affinity. The ads also can't use more detailed targeting that would connect to these categories. VP of Ads Product Marketing Graham Mudd says that the rules will expand beyond Facebook Ad Manager to the Ads Manager app, Instagram Promote, the ad creation tools on Facebook Pages, and the Facebook Marketing API. The company is also expanding its searchable ad library to include housing ads targeted at the U.S. audience, with employment and credit ads to follow. According to figures from Adobe, Cyber Monday set a new record with U.S. shoppers spending $9.2 billion in online sales. It was the first day to see sales from smartphones break the $3 billion mark, and overall $1.3 billion more than shoppers spent on Cyber Monday a year ago. However, Adobe had expected $9.4 billion and an increase of nearly 19% instead of the actual 16.5%. And finally, Google has revamped its share option within Google Photos to include a private messaging feature built into its iOS, Android, and website app. Instead of having to create an album to share a photo with someone else, users can send a message to a friend who's also using Google Photos, which then creates a thread that can expand into a conversation, creating a more social experience. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.